When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the Greg Bedard Patriots Podcast with Nick Cavins.
Hey everybody, it's the Greg Bedard Patriots Podcast brought to you by Athletic Greens, your one-stop shopping for 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, and a whole bunch of other good stuff to start your day. And betonline.ag, the fastest and easiest way to bet on sports. So for today's installment of the podcast, we'll talk about Panthers practice number two, which went on today. I guess we can start with the fights, plural, I don't know, and sort of what that may or may not mean, in my opinion, from being there and actually, you know, and being at camp the whole time. So today's skirmish started on, they went live kickoff coverage. I don't know if they tackled to the ground. I don't really pay a whole lot of attention during special teams periods. You know, I'll note, you know, who's on a lot of teams, including that that Schooler kid, Brennan Schooler. He doesn't look like much, but he keeps showing up on special teams. But anyways, all of a sudden, Christian Wilkerson, who had a really nice preseason game the other night, who's been a very good player, special teams depth wide receiver since he's gotten here last year, all of a sudden was just down and limp, probably knocked out on the play. And apparently one of the Panthers, we think it's old friend Kenny Robinson, who was in the middle of things yesterday with that melee, decided that it was a good time to stand over Christian Wilkerson while he was basically knocked out and completely limp and obviously in a lot of pain and not in a good situation. And that's just, you know, like Matthew Slater said after the practice, that's not just something you can condone. You just can't. I mean, you want to celebrate a good play, fine. But not when a guy's laying limp on the field. It's just BS sort of stuff. I mean, it's just, it can't be tolerated. And so, you know, the fight, so all of a sudden now the teams are on two different fields. It's the, on the right field closest to the stands, it's the Panthers offense versus the Patriots defense. Red zone on the other field, it's Patriots offense against the Carolina defense, right in front of the media tent and us on the hill. So not surprisingly, first play, Christian McCaffrey goes off tackle to the left towards the sideline, and the Patriots stop him. And after he's out of bounds, all of a sudden Dietrich Wise decides to get in on the action and, you know, gives McCaffrey a pretty hard thump, which McCaffrey didn't like. He sort of jumped up, wheeled around, threw the ball at Dietrich Wise, and now we're off to the races. I mean, the Patriots answering like that, not a surprise. I think Wise and maybe Duggar were ejected for the Patriots. Robinson was ejected. You know, just not a good scene. You know, what do I think about this? Do I think it's good or bad? I don't think the Patriots had any choice. Yesterday, I didn't love. I thought that was more they were sick of hearing the yapping and the, you know, sort of extra hitting from the Panthers, and they just got a little bit frustrated. And Kendrick Bourne's throwing punches at a guy with his helmet on, certainly not smart and not something that you want to see. Today was more of the Patriots, like, you know, what the Panthers did was wrong, and there had to be retaliation. I don't know if I do it against Christian McCaffrey, that guy with his injury history and how much he means to that team. That's not very cool at all either. But I didn't have a problem with the way the Patriots answered. And actually, it showed me a pulse from this team. And, you know, I got to be honest. I've been out there every day, all during camp. And everyone knows my feelings on how much they practiced, how much has been pads, how much they've hit and stuff like that. I haven't liked it. You know, I think it's a Nantucket Country Club training camp. And I think it was good for the Patriots to actually show that they have a pulse, that they're, you're playing tackle football. Like, this is a team, those starters and Wise among them, those guys haven't done jack in like over a week before the Panthers got here. And, not everybody practices like the Country Club Patriots like they do, which is, 8 days the starters didn't do anything. They get Saturday and Sunday off the last two weekends. I mean, it's kind of unheard of in training camp. I'm sure people will point out, oh, well, this team did that. But, I just think that the Patriots sometimes got used to the easy ways. And I kind of liked how the Panthers came in and were a little bit scrappy, more physical. In some respects, I think it woke up the Patriots a little bit. And I think that's good. I thought that the Patriots answered really well, right after that. So in that red zone period, I thought it was their best period of the day. On the first play, Mac Jones hits Jonnu Smith. Really nice route. Beautiful throw for a touchdown. Next play, Mac Jones throws a dime to Nelson Agholor over number 38, Miles Hartsfield, a defensive back. Third and one, good run from Damian Harris. First and 10, all right, Stevenson got stuffed. Pretty typical for the Patriots. Mac Jones had to scramble. It was a nice little scramble. It wasn't just I have no options and I'm under duress type of thing as we've seen in camp. It was actually a good scramble. And then on third and six, Mac had a little bit of check down to Ramondre Stevenson. So I think he was 1, 2, 3 of 3 on that drive with a pretty good scramble. That was good. That was right after the fight. So to me, I was like, all right, here we go. Patriots offense is going to have a really good day. And I just thought it went downhill after that. I didn't think it was very good. I thought that, I thought that I had Mac Jones going, what did I have him? 11 of 22 with 5 sacks. That's after going 3 for 3. So after that, he was 8 of 19 with 5 sacks. And that includes a 2-minute drill. It's just not good enough. And a lot of the Patriots' problems come from their lack of protection. They can't run block well. When there is pressure, the Panthers yesterday played a lot of zone, didn't pressure. Today, they dialed up man, dialed up pressure. And pretty much any time the Panthers brought extra people, the Patriots had a hard time blocking it. It wasn't terrible, the Patriots offense, like the first couple weeks of practice, but it just wasn't good and it wasn't crisp. And again, Mac Jones, doesn't have a lot of confidence in the blocking in front of him. I did want to get into the Reds, the 2-minute drill that the Patriots had, that Mac Jones had. Sorry, I'm just trying to find it in my notes. Okay, so first and 10, there was a sack. I'm sure Mac probably threw it or something like that. Some reporters count that as a completion or pass attempt. I call it a sack. Second and 8, nice little pass to Nelson Agholor. So that was good. First and 10, completion to Jacoby Myers, who is money in the middle of the field. Second and 1, there was a sack by Brian Burns. Third and 1 now. Mac was hurried. He does get off a pass to Devontae Parker. You might have been able to call this a sack. I gave him a completion. So on first and 10, they clocked the ball. Second and 10, Mac throws a little out to Devontae Parker. It's not close. So now it's third and 10. Panthers bring extra pressure. Mac Jones gets flushed a little bit to his left. He's under duress. He tries to turn back around, throw it over the middle of the field to Jonnu Smith, and it's short of him, and that's third and 10, and that, so that should end their drive. But Belichick wanted to keep it going, put them in a better situation. They advanced the ball about 20 yards to the 10. On first down, Mac Jones did throw a nice little out touchdown to Devontae Parker. On second down, this was the same play that they would run earlier, I think in 7-on-7, where Ty Montgomery comes in motion, maybe either out of the backfield or from the other side. And the wide receiver that's there, it's almost like a smash concept. So the outside receiver will run a clear out route, leaving Montgomery. In 7-on-7, the Panthers actually defended it really well. This time it was open for a touchdown. It looked like Ty Montgomery caught the ball, but eventually the officials said incomplete, that I think there was a hard hit, and as he went to the ground, the ball popped out. So that was disappointing. The whole drive there was disappointing. I mean, I'm not expecting them to be lights out. Now, one thing that we should discuss in regards to the Patriots in the two-minute drill, talking to some Panthers personnel after practice the last couple days, they said that yesterday Bill Belichick called plays in the two-minute. Today, I don't think that they said that he called plays, and I was watching pretty intently. I thought it was Matt Patricia today, but I thought yesterday's two-minute drill went much better for the Patriots than it did today. I don't know if that has to do with the play calling or Belichick being involved, but I thought that was certainly significant. We'll talk about a few more things right after I tell you about AG1 from Athletic Greens. I started taking AG1 because I wanted to make sure I was getting all the vitamins and nutritional supplements I needed in one place. I was sick of buying bottle after bottle, and it gets really expensive. Now I've been on it for a month, and I love it. Doesn't taste like it's super healthy. Kind of has a mild tropical taste, a little minty, and I actually look forward to it each morning. I was with my in-laws this weekend. My brother-in-law and sister-in-law were curious. I gave them one of my travel packs. My sister-in-law like hates, green juices and how they taste. And like, even she was like, you know what? You were right. Tastes pretty good. So what is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced ingredients, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. The special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging, all the things you're looking for. I take it first thing in the morning. It's now part of my morning routine, and I'd be lost without it. Contains less than 1 gram of sugar, which I love. No GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, while still tasting good. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. Just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Bedard. And again, that is athleticgreens.com/Bedard, B-E-D-A-R-D. To take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. So further thoughts on today. So I didn't think it was a good day for the Patriots offense. How did the defense do? I thought they did pretty well. I went through it, and Jalen Mills and Matthew Judon had big plays in the Panthers' two-minute. Now, I will say Sam Darnold, he got the first reps in the two-minute drill, got off to a clunky start, but all of a sudden he had 6 straight completions, including a touchdown that you thought had no chance. Sean Wade was there. He was in perfect position in the corner of the end zone, but Darnold threw it up, and the guy basically made a catch from the seat of his pants for a touchdown. On Mayfield was 5 of 10, and running back Spencer Brown was tackled short of the end zone on their rep. Certainly not as dominant from the defense today. I don't know if the Panthers were more ready for the Patriots' pressure or what have you, or maybe the Patriots played it a little bit differently today, but certainly not the amount of big plays. I mean, the Patriots completely dominated defensively on the first day of joint practice. Not the case today, but I still thought they were pretty good, and I do think the Panthers are kind of, searching for some things offensively with their offensive line, with what's going on with the quarterbacks. So, you know, that's something to watch. We did have one-on-ones today. I watched the defensive line. Yesterday, I watched the offensive line. I thought Matthew Judon had a really good rep. You know, I thought one of the guys I was disappointed in today was Josh Uche. He did show up with one play in team, so that's good. You know, players who you'll have to read my full three up, three down over at BostonSportsJournal.com. But one guy I haven't mentioned who I thought did a really good job today was Jonnu Smith. Did a nice job in the tight end one-on-ones from what I saw. I don't usually watch that drill. I'm watching the pass rush drills. He had a great catch in the red zone period. So that was really good. Hunter Henry was out again. So Jonnu Smith is going to be carrying a lot as of right now. So I think he's doing a good job. On the down list, Bailey Zappe had a very tough day today. But I don't think really too many people care about that. You know, I will say the blocking overall, to me, to this point in camp with the Patriots, that's been the biggest issue. In running game, pass blocking, especially against extra pressure, it's been rough. And if they don't get that cleaned up, they're not going to have much of a chance offensively. You know, good news, there is time to do that. And a couple other points we're going to make right after I tell you about Bet Online, which is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news of every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. The Celtics schedule just got released, so I'm sure there are some early lines that you can get in on that. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code CLNS50, that's CLNS50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. I think I'm going to talk more about the game with Nick probably tomorrow. A couple other things. I thought Marcus Jones showed up a couple times today as sort of the reserve slot cornerback. I thought he did a good job. Ty Montgomery in the 2 minute, he's the back. Just that's the way it's been. So he continues to be the favorite there. Jabril Peppers, I thought, showed up today for the first time. Had a nice thud hit. He keeps getting more and more involved, which is nice. One thing to note, the Patriots, so they have the game Friday night against the Panthers. Sunday, they'll travel to Vegas, which is a little bit unusual. Monday, I assume they're going to have meetings, maybe a jog through. Tuesday and Wednesday, practice with the Raiders out in Vegas. I will be there. It's sort of our last chance to see the Patriots at practice. And then a week from Friday, they close the preseason with an 8:15 start against the Raiders. So still a lot of good stuff to come over the next week. I appreciate you guys supporting me here and also at BostonSportsJournal.com. I mean, because of your support in both places, it enables me to go and follow the team, to watch joint practices and bring you that information, which I think is crucial. So if you're not a BostonSportsJournal.com subscriber yet, I hope you would consider, you know, I give you my best. I give you my honest takes, try to give you an accurate picture of the team. And, you know, I think I have a pretty good record overall with that, especially in the last few years. We'll never bat 1,000. We'll never think that I'll bat 1,000. But I hope you guys check us out if you haven't already. That'll do it for today. Thanks, everybody. It's the Greg Bedard Patriots Podcast, brought to you by athleticgreens.com/Bedard and also betonline.ag, promo code CLNS50. Appreciate it, and we will see you guys later.